You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports. Get in on the action. It's whistle time, baby. Hey, what whistle is this, by the way? Because season's about to be over. The show's about to be over. 55. We've done 55 whistles.
55.
Wow. I'm gonna, and in honor of that, here's 55 whistles.
<You're awful.
laughs> That would drive everybody. Yeah. Nobody would stay.
No.
Or they would skip over it. Welcome. And nothing happened this weekend. So
nothing.
I guess that's a wrap.
That's it.
On the show. I do have my bracket that I made before the tournament. I'm going to read you have in the final four. I have FAU, San Diego State, UConn, and Miami. That's my final four I had.
Wow, man, you're a genius. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I can't. Did you do one?
Nah.
That's crazy you didn't do a bracket this year.
I was in so many other things, meaning I bought teams. I did the eliminator that we did, and we picked Tennessee, and they got eliminated, which sucked.
Yep.
Did you do squares as well?
I did, and I never heard from Mike Sines if I won anything.
Oh. You didn't know your numbers? That's part of the excitement.
No, I don't know my numbers.
Oh.
What? They tell you your numbers? I think I just got bamboozled.
Yeah, yeah. They give you the numbers, and then you check the score. You're like, oh, God, what? Just one more three-pointer. One more three-pointer.
Bamboozled! Stupid. But we will have Mike Sines on in a little bit. That's our big guest this week.
Wow.
He was so filled with rage yesterday when Texas lost. That I was like, save that.
This is good.
Bottle it up because I've got a little bit myself. But yeah, we're here. We're going to get it. We're going to get some Zeke talk in a little bit. We do have a lot of NFL to talk about. But let's first get to the basketball. For me, it's just frustrating because Arkansas lost and I went and we just got annihilated by Connecticut.
Yeah.
And it was never really a game. And they played really well. They shot so well. They weren't missing a contested three. It was just they were so good that – there was nothing to blame it on, and that's frustrating. I just really want to blame it on the refs or something, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't.
They were so good. So I just got to shout out UConn for being a beast in that game. And I thought, well, look at UConn. They played great at the beginning of the year, had a little fall off in the middle. They came back strong. They're about to be served up on a plate to UCLA or Gonzaga. Here it is, served up. God dang, they rolled hard. They are so good now.
Yeah.
I guess they've always been so good. They just had a little time when they weren't.
Yeah, right there in the middle of the season.
So let's do this because there's a lot to talk about, especially when it comes to just college basketball in general. Biggest surprise, we'll go around the room. Biggest surprise from the last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had a show on Thursday, but we didn't know what was happening that evening. Biggest surprise, Eddie.
The Owls. Florida Atlantic. I mean, gosh, where did they come from? Like, I get it. It was cute. You know, they make it past the first round. All right, round of 32. That's great. Guys, they are on fire. They are the hardest playing team I've ever seen.
They do go hard.
Like, they play so, so hard. And their Rocky style of games is amazing. It's just like, oh, you hit a three? Watch this. We hit a three. Oh, you hit another three? We got another one for you. Dude, it's so amazing to see the Owls. I've never said the Owls in my life. I don't even know where Florida Atlantic is, but it's amazing.
I bet it's on the Atlantic. Hey, Coleman, where's Florida Atlantic?
Boca Raton.
Oh, it's where the old people live. In Boca.
Is that why the arena's full of old people when they play?
Is it all old there? I don't know. I just think of Boca being like, okay, let's go out. We got shuffleboard at two.
That's where you retire.
Yeah, and then
golf.
I'm going to go San Diego State beating Alabama.
That was huge.
Because I just, like most folks, penciled Alabama in as at least getting to the Final Four. And you know they're going to get pressed in the Final Four, but who's going to be in their way? Not San Diego State. And also, I watched Arkansas beat San Diego State earlier this year, so my only interaction with them has been we won, so I didn't think much of it, which isn't fair because teams definitely get a lot better or worse. But Alabama losing to San Diego State, I could not believe it.
You blew the whistle saying you felt bamboozled. I feel like Alabama bamboozled me. Like, I don't know, maybe they just
But do you not think San Diego State just played really well more than Alabama bamboozled you?
No.
I think San Diego State, that Trammell had 21 points against Alabama, a really athletic, long, strong defense. I think San Diego State played really well.
Yeah, I just feel like looking back now, you know, like I wish I would have seen this earlier, but looking back now, it seems like Alabama didn't really just have the challenges that I thought they had.
Maybe, but they were, you got to think too, Alabama was down, or San Diego State was down 9 in the second half. It's a little bit like that Texas game yesterday.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that where you just think it's over because second half, it's double digit or close to double digit deficit. I thought it was over. I thought Alabama, here they go again. Here they go again on their own.
Even Kevin sang on that one.
Alabama shot 32%, and they were 3 for 27 from the three-point line.
Yeah, man.
Which leads me to Coleman earlier this season talking about Alabama, and if they don't shoot three, then it's death for all that be. He didn't rhyme like that.
That's a good rhyme.
I like that.
But
that, I mean, that's what happened, right, Coleman? I mean, they live by it, die by it. Do you feel like they died by it there?
Yeah, absolutely. 3 of 27 from three. And I mean, San Diego State, they are a great defensive team against the three ball. Creighton shot 2 of 17 from three. So this weekend, 5 of 44 from three were teams that San Diego State played against.
Crazy.
I mean, you got to credit San Diego State and their perimeter defense, but part of that is just teams not knocking down shots. When you're 5 of 44, all the credit can't go to San Diego State. So, yes, I think Bama in their inconsistent style, how much they relied on the three this year, they died by it. In a single elimination six-game tournament or where you got to win six straight, I don't love a team that relies as much on the three as they do, and it killed them in the Sweet 16.
Well, I did love them, and I'm an idiot.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Kevin.
Miami. Got to be Miami. I'll take that last team hanging there. I mean, they beat the one in Houston, then the two in Texas. They looked like they were down. And I believe they didn't even hit a three in the second half against Texas. Still came back, won that game. Every time you think they're out, just like this whole tournament, a team, they come back, and Miami is the epitome of it.
I doubted Miami mightily going into the tournament. I was just like, I don't think they're that good. Watched them play a couple times. I didn't think they were that good. They have proven me wrong many times over. And Houston made a run to come back within two, and I thought, okay, it's over now. Like, here they come. They're back. Nope. Miami made another run, and that they answered. And their coach is so old.
That's what I was going to say. I'd like to apologize, because every time I watched him, I'm like, oh, he's so old. Like, there's no way that this old man can keep up with all the young way of coaching. Like, you know, he's going to get outdated with his coaching style, but, dude, he's hanging in there. And
see him dancing after they won the Sweet 16 game?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dancing. Yeah, he was dancing. Yeah,
moving around.
Yeah, he's like, there's some sort of pattern to his steps. Yeah. Coleman, what about you from the weekend? Like, biggest, craziest moment for you?
I thought Florida Atlantic was the biggest surprise. Able to get past Tennessee when they were down at halftime, then went on that big run. Tennessee, Rick Barnes' team's doing what they seem to always do when they get eliminated from the tournament, not be able to score the basketball. And then to keep it going against Noel, as exceptional as he was, I mean, that may be the best tournament performance I've ever seen, what Marquise Noel did in those four games. Yeah. I thought surely they were going to be able to get past him, and FAU just kept fighting down 7 late in that one. They are really, really good. Miami would be a close second for me, though. Beating Houston and Texas, that's really impressive in the same weekend.
What I tried to do was, after the Arkansas game, not watch any more basketball. I was like, screw it. I'm not watching anything the whole weekend. I hate basketball. I hate sports. I hate other humans that don't root with my team. The end. And it felt like that for a while. But then that UCLA Gonzaga game was on.
Oh, yeah, man. Awesome.
And we were eating, because it was me, my wife, and we went out to Vegas with our friends Ben and Hillary Rector, because they went to Arkansas. So we go out together to watch the game. And we're sitting in mourning inside the Paris Casino. We didn't stay there, but they had a Nobu we could get in. And so we went to have a nice little bite of sushi, although I can't have rice on this Whole 30. So I had a couple stupid things that wasn't even that good.
Like what? At a sushi place?
I had salmon belly. Oh, I don't even like salmon. I don't even like sushi. But it, there's a lot
is
of
that like pork belly?
I don't know, dude. No, because it doesn't taste good.
Okay.
It tastes like stupid salmon. So we're having it, and the game's on TV, and there's nothing happening, and I hear, oh! There's a close game, and it was down within like 2 minutes, but I hear like all this screaming from the sports book. But I'm watching UCLA and Gonzaga, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, 45 seconds after I hear, UCLA comes down and drains a three.
Were you that delayed?
Well, the sports book, because the gambling, they don't have delays on their screens because you have to bet. So they have some sort of program feed into these places. So then we just started hearing the screams. So then we heard another big one. And we're like, oh my God, something else is about to happen. So we're just waiting, watching the screen. We're waiting, watching the screen. And they run the Villanova play. And Gonzaga hits that three at the top. Boom. Game over-ish until the steal, because UCLA tried to get back down and UCLA didn't score. But we heard it like 45 seconds ahead, and we're like, what's going to happen? Oh my God, what's going to happen? That's a baller game.
Yeah,
and awesome. It got me back into it. I was only out for like an hour and a half. But I got back into it, dang it. And then we watched Creighton and San Diego State at a restaurant yesterday. And that was even down to the end of it. Mm-hmm. All these games, as weird as it is to have all these seeds that aren't ones and twos, I guess UConn is the highest right now to four. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Four, two fives, and a nine?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, that's 'kay. It. 4, 5, 5, 9.
To watch even the Creighton-San Diego State game, which if they were playing each other regular season, I wouldn't even stop the TV.
No.
I wouldn't know where to find that.
But here they are, Elite Eight playing each other. It was an awesome game. It was punch, punch, punch. Now, it was on mute in the place that we were, the restaurant we were. Coleman, talk to me about the controversial call at the San Diego State-Creighton game. Because there was a free throw. There was some sort of call. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because I'm lost, and I was too busy watching Caitlin Clark three-pointers from their game yesterday to even
that?
Go back into it. Yes.
Good for you.
Yes. I mean, I thought it was a foul call.
Is that what it was?
Driving.
A foul?
Yeah, on the shot, he's shooting a floater. He got by Nimhard.
Got it.
Shoots a floater, and he's got Nimhard, the Creighton player, has his left hand on the hip of the San Diego State player shooting the floater. So from where the ref was, it did look like a foul. And I'm a supporter of calling the game the same way the entire 40 minutes. However, that is a tough way to end an Elite Eight game for a chance to go to the Final Four on, you know, a 50-50 call that you get. All you got to do is hit one or two free throws and you're going to the Final Four. I would have loved to have seen five extra minutes instead, but I understand the call. Me playing both sides of the fence again, shocker, but I understand both sides.
So it doesn't sound like it was as controversial of a call as it was the time that the call was made.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I saw the call, and I was like, how did I miss some sort of controversy?
Did you, without the audio on, did you see a foul? Did you see contact on that drive?
It was all up on a bar. And I don't think I would have called anything because I'd be scared as a ref to make the wrong call.
Yeah.
At that time.
I didn't think it was a foul. I was stunned.
So I don't have an answer.
Watched it in replay.
I just agreed to it. I was like, yeah, well, I mean, I didn't care, honestly.
Yeah.
Whoever won that game, I had no money in.
You were done gambling at that point?
I'd given up on basketball just so 2 days prior. I lost so many times this last weekend. I just stopped betting at one point.
Yeah.
And I don't ever do that because I don't bet to make money. I bet for entertainment. But even then, my entertainment hurt.
It wasn't fun anymore.
No, I lost everything.
Yeah.
Not everything is in my house. I just lost every bet.
Are you good, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
You all right?
Whoa. I lost everything.
Hey, you need $20? What do you need?
I was just...
Is that why you Ubered today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I won a whole bunch the last weekend. I told you I took $3,000 of profit and put it into the bank. So I had like $800 in there, something like that. And I lost 100, 100, 100. I says, all L. Hit Eddie up. I said, hey, well, never mind.
No.
Anyway, I lost again. I lost it all.
Uh-oh.
All the money that was in there that was my like my extra super slush fund, I lost it all. It was not a good weekend for your boy.
No.
But luckily, it doesn't matter because it was all for fun anyway. Entertainment, I'm still in the profit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So there's no way our parlay, I don't even remember what it was. I'm going to tell you right now.
It did not hit.
I didn't hit a dang game.
First game.
It was a dead first game?
First game.
That first game was a damper on everything.
Yep.
So final four, let's match up. Read it to me, Kevin. Final four. Who's playing who? What day, what time are they playing? I have it here, but I'd like for you to dramatically do it.
Okay, 9-seed Florida Atlantic, FAU, is playing 5-seed San Diego State at 3:09 on Saturday afternoon. And then at 5:49, we have 5-seed Miami going against 4-seed UConn.
It sounds like the NIT.
And he said 3:09. He must have a West Coast time on there on his computer. I have 5:09.
Okay, then.
Why is your computer California?
It still thinks I'm living in California. Trust me.
But you've lived here for like a year.
Tell me about it. I've reset my computer. I've done it all. I mean, I can't tell you how many things on my computer to think I'm still on Pacific time. It's so annoying.
I can fix that for you.
Yeah, it's probably a button.
Probably.
But you haven't even thought to look it up? You just live on California time?
I'm 2 years in. I'm used to it now.
That's funny.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Okay, talk about Coleman. Who's going to win it?
I think UConn's going to win it. They're the most balanced. Miami, they've just tended to outscore teams these last three rounds, but I don't think they can defend well enough. San Diego State, I don't think they can score well enough. Part of it was great defense, but I think they got a little lucky with how bad Alabama and Creighton shot it. Florida Atlantic, an incredible story, but I don't see them winning the title. I think it's UConn's to lose.
Yeah, UConn looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their big man in the middle is awesome, and their bigger man that comes off the bench is even awesomer.
There's five big men.
They're everywhere, and they all shoot. It's stupid. It's nonstop. They were awesome. And I hate to say that. I want to blame a ref so bad.
Sorry, dude.
I know. They were just awesome. They played awesome, and they beat Gonzaga even worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That make you feel a little better?
Yeah, okay, it cool. did a little bit. Because I didn't want Gonzaga to show them up, then we looked terrible. Mm-hmm. And UConn just came out, gut punch.
Did you cry over for Timmy a little bit?
Nah.
I mean, you played for 10 years, you know?
Not one bit.
Okay.
I didn't cry for Cal Ripken.
Oh, you didn't?
Nope, and he broke the record, and I watched it on TV as a kid. Broke the games played, went out, gave everybody a slap on the hand, ran across the stadium. I didn't cry. Who cares? Not my record. I didn't cry for Timmy.
I don't think Timmy cried.
That's
honestly.
Right, because he knows he's about to go to the next level. I think he probably gets drafted late second round.
Do you think so?
I think some team will give him a flyer. That second round is for all flyers anyway, pretty much.
Yeah, we can probably make it.
And that's going to put him in the G
League?
Yeah,
we can make it.
Yeah.
Probably. He probably, you know, he'll go to the camp. He'll be evaluated. He'll probably get drafted in the mid to late second round, and then he will serve his time and try to make a roster.
Sounds like you murdered someone.
It is. That's how they treat you if you get drafted in the second round. Eddie, who wins it all?
Oh, man, you know what? I think it's you got to say UConn, but I'm not going to do that because every time I did that, like Alabama, no-brainer. It's going to be Alabama. No, it's going to be Florida Atlantic. And the way this whole tournament is going, like, it wouldn't shock me if it was Florida Atlantic. It wouldn't shock me if it was Miami,
okay,
honestly.
Okay, stop doing the it wouldn't shock me. I need you to pick a person.
I'm going Florida Atlantic.
Don't do it. Wouldn't shock me. Because then you have credit of playing that clip back. I told you it wouldn't shock me. Yeah.
Picks every team. Well, I told you.
Yeah. Because the whole tournament, you're like, this is easy.
He records himself in the room by himself saying, I picked this. He's got 64 versions of him picking the winner in there. Kevin?
I'm going to go with San Diego State. I'm going to ride them. They keep playing really well all around. They're older. They're physical. Mm-hmm. Defensively, they're top notch. So I'm going to keep riding that Aztec train.
I'm going to go to UConn. I just saw them, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Couldn't believe it. They were so good. So I'm going to go UConn. I'm going to say this is a gambler who cashed in on a 400-1 shot as FAU enters the Final Four. One gambler bet $500 on FAU to make the Final Four at 400-1.
Oh, my gosh.
With that win, the gambler was able to cash in a betting slip with $200,000.
So he kept the bet going. He won the bet.
Yeah.
I thought he cashed out.
No. No, did I say that?
Nah, you said cashed out, but what you meant is he cashed out his bet after he won it.
I just read the article, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's from Action Network. Didn't you bet some money on FAU as well?
No, I placed a future on San Diego State.
Oh, that's what it was.
I love Kevin's pick.
Yeah, he picked, was it $5 or $50?
$50, 66-1. So that would be awesome.
Dang. If they win at all, can you sell your ticket now and make some money, though, on one of those secondary sites?
I don't think so because I just did it at the sports book. I didn't do it online, but maybe I could if I checked online. I don't know.
You can. You can sell your tickets. So if you win by betting $50 and they win the whole tournament, how much will you win?
$3,350.
Okay, so he's going to win $3,000. I bet you could sell that thing for like $1,000 online. Would you do that?
I feel good about the FAU game. I think they can get past FAU. If they face UConn, I would without a doubt hedge. But I like the semifinal matchup.
Can I buy into your ticket?
Yes.
Oh, well, then why not sell it?
No, because he doesn't want to go through the process and he wants to make more money.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love a guaranteed profit.
Mm-hmm. And how much you put on a 50?
50, yeah.
I will. Oh, it's tough because I don't think they're going to win, but I'll give you $300 for half the ticket.
$300. So that guarantees, that's a deal.
I'm going to send you the money right now. So I'll give you $300 and I'll buy half the ticket.
All right.
And you get $300 anyway. So you made $250 profit regardless.
Yeah. So I can't lose now.
So you can't lose money. And if you win, I'll split it with them. It'll be it's $1,500. Yeah. Oh, that's still not a great bet on my. I'm going to be honest with you.
I have a question for you.
Well, let's hold it for now.
Okay.
Let's hold it, because I don't want you making me rethink crap.
Well, I mean, I'm just
and I just tossed it out
there.
I don't
know what you're thinking, but okay.
I just tossed it out there for fun. Didn't know he'd accept. And now I'm kind of like, I don't want to think about it too much because I may have just thrown a bunch of money at something I shouldn't have.
Okay.
And that's okay. I've been losing so much. I just need.
Hey, why not? Why stop now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I just lost every.
That's
lost
weird, man.
Because I lost every bet.
Yeah, me too, dude. Me too.
Every bet that I even tried to make.
And I had plans for my smiles.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I had big plans for my smiles.
It has to be entertainment smiles.
Well, it was entertainment making the smiles. And then when I had them, I'm like, ooh, I got plans for these. Mm. And then I lost them.
That's bad news. Okay, Mike, did you send it to me? Oh, I got it right here from Coleman. Oh, Coleman, God dang it.
Yes. That's,
it's not even secret. I mean, it's nothing. Okay. Boom. Now, Coleman, with this, do you have, okay.
Is it real?
Is it your head on a baby?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What here on we go. Earth?
What?
300 for half the ticket. And by Coleman accepting this, half the ticket. Pay in. I'm not going to do his number. Pay without confirming. There's a picture on Coleman's.
His account?
Well, his, what do you call it, Mike?
The avatar?
His avatar. It's a celebrity and then with a baby, but the baby has Coleman's head on it.
What
the heck?
Yeah, it's a weird.
I kind of want to send you a dollar.
Someone made that meme of me.
Yeah.
Thought it was funny.
Okay, so I'm in, Coleman. You got the money. $300.
Done deal?
Mm-hmm.
Coleman, you're a genius. All right.
Go Aztecs.
Hey,
let's go.
Congratulations.
Aztecs,
Bobby.
Why is he a genius? I brought it up and then I threw the money at him.
Because he accepted that. I mean, dude, have a great day, Coleman. Like, that just made your day even better.
This is what I feel.
It's can't lose.
It's, yes, that's correct. Good bet by you. It is. It literally is. He went from 50 to, but for me, this is how I saw it. San Diego State's got to win two games, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$300 to win $1,500. That's a 5-to-1 shot, right? $300. Yeah, 3 times 5 is 15.
5-to-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
300. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
What's your win here?
5-to-1. What's up?
What's your win here if you split it with Coleman? $1,500?
Mm-hmm.
Roughly.
So what are the
1650.
Yeah, 16.
Is that okay? Ooh, even a little better.
That is a little better.
So if I go over to DraftKings and I look at the future. And we're going to find out if I'm an idiot or not because I did not plan. I didn't know he was going to accept the money. I thought he would say no and we'd have a good laugh.
He was all over it.
I know. He was like, yeah, why not? So if I were to bet the future, it looks like that would be San Diego State plus 380. So I got better odds than I would if I'd bet it on the app.
Yeah. Eddie hates it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I love
Bobby.
Smart. I mean, I would take it if I were Coleman. Bones, I think you just lost $300.
Probably. But it's the same as me betting them as a future.
Yeah.
But let's see here. I am going to do, if I were just to put $300 in for San Diego State, I could win $1,400. So I got slightly better odds with Coleman. I did the math quickly in my head, very rough, and felt like I liked it. But I didn't know what this would be. But anyway, I feel good about it.
Good.
It's a better bet than I could get right here. I think everybody should bet with Coleman.
No, I'm good.
No. Okay. All right. You want to buy half of it, Eddie?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You want to buy half of my 300? 200.
No.
200.
I need to stop betting for a little bit.
A reminder that 25 Whistles brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get on the action. Here's your parlay. I'm such an idiot. I made my parlay before this. It's Florida Atlantic money line.
Oh, no. You're betting against yourself.
And UConn minus 5.5. So that's a plus 291. So $50 makes you 195 right now, if you do it right now. But you have all week. So my parlay is FAU money line and UConn. I didn't even want San Diego State in the heads up, so it's funny. And I just took part of Coleman's. So if you want to take the 25 Whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. Let me know whenever our guest is on, Mike.
He is on.
All right, let's bring on my friend, our friend, Mike Sines, who is a big University of Texas guy. Mike Sines, welcome to 25 Whistles.
Hello, fellas.
That sounded creepy.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Sound like he was wearing a negligee when he said that. I was talking to Mike yesterday because I bought Texas in our Buy 'em League, and I spent a pretty good amount of money on like $200. and I needed them to get to the Final Four, so I made my money back. And they choked. And Science goes, biggest choke in Texas sports history. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. He was just rage-filled. So I said, you need to come on Whistles. You need to talk about that. We're like a therapist. Science, what are you feeling right now?
You know, I've felt all the stages of grief, but I'm still mad, man. I'm looking at these free throw numbers at the end of the game. It's unacceptable how these refs decide the Final Four.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
I wish I had the refs to blame.
You don't.
Because I would. So what free throw numbers are you talking about?
Well, when you look at the numbers, the final 10 minutes of the game, when Texas was up by like 12, Miami shot 21 free throws to Texas's 4. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm never the blame the ref guy. But those numbers over the course of 2 halves would be 70, 84 free throws.
Okay, but you're also assigning that number to the first half, which I don't think that was the case, though, was it?
No. I'm just saying in the final 10 minutes.
No, but so we're not doing that. We're not taking 10 minutes and extrapolating
Bobby,
that.
I'm hurt.
I hear you.
I'm not using logic. I'm just looking at the facts that make me even more angry.
But what were the total free throws for the whole game, though, without you doing any sort of science math?
Without the science math, I'd have to look it up, but it was like, I know the second half numbers.
Okay, you know, Kevin, if you'll help 32. Science up. Okay, so go ahead, Coleman.
They went 28 to 32, Miami did.
Yep.
Wow, that's some good shooting. Mm-hmm. So how many free throws did Texas shoot the whole game, though?
I know 15, they shot 10 in the second half. Yeah.
Okay. So I also like to say, well, I'm not a hate the ref guy, but then I hate on the ref. I do it every time. I'm like, I don't hate the ref, but I hate these refs for this game. Well, I don't want to be the blame the ref guy, then I blame the ref. But I say it all the time. I'm like, I'm never blame the ref guy. I'll blame the ref every time, but I always set it up with I don't want to be blame the ref guy. I feel like that's what you're doing here, Signs. As Texas blew a pretty big lead, like, do you feel like it was all ref all the time?
No. At the end of the day, to blow a 12-point lead, it has to be on you at the end of the day. Like, that was terrible basketball. You know, Carr got injured. And then the whole offense just fell apart. So the refs certainly helped. But at the end of the day, it's our fault. I'm still sad. I was making plans for the Final Four. And I should know better. I'm Mr. Anti-Jinx. I'm Mr. Don't Jinx It. But I was looking at the calendar. I looked ahead. And now I regret it.
That's what did it.
Him looking at the calendar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You can't look ahead if your team is known for choking. I don't look ahead. We're not known for choking. We're not known for winning until the last few years basketball. I won't look ahead. I didn't book a flight out of Vegas at all because I don't want to book the one on Saturday night or Sunday and have to rebook it. So we didn't book crap. Then we just got out of Dodge ASAP as soon as we lost.
I mean, Science has to be happy that they made it to the Elite Eight, right? They haven't done that in a while.
Thrilled.
Underachieving, though.
Very pissed.
Me too, because had they won, I'd have made a whole bunch more money.
I know.
It's a rotten weekend for me. So, Science, you say it was the biggest collapse in Texas sports history. If that was number one, what's 2 and 3?
There are no 2 and 3s. it's just this. This is the only thing that I remember. Everything else doesn't exist. Mm-hmm.
And so how are you feeling now? Are you looking forward to next year? You know, are you guys going to keep the assistant coach as the head coach type situation? I feel like he deserves it.
I hope so. He loves those guys. He loves the program. He's been around. He'd make a good head coach.
Mm-hmm. Anything you'd like to say in conclusion?
Go San Diego State.
Amen. Did you hear I just bought half the ticket?
I heard the back half of that. Sounds like a good odds. You should have got in with me, though, when I bought them for $88 in Calcutta. So
I didn't want to get in with you. I could have bid more than you, but I didn't believe in them, which doesn't make sense. Since now, all of a sudden, I believe in them and spent $300 on them.
I do like your hedge, though. Your hedge is smart. You've been anti-hedge for as long as I've known you.
It wasn't on purpose.
The fact that you took the...
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose at all. I'm an idiot. I don't like hedging.
I love the hedge. I'm Mr. Hedge. I love it.
I hate hedging. You and Eddie are hedgers.
We hedge.
Yeah.
We're safe people.
So, Signs, you bought San Diego State for $80 in our league, and how much have they made you so far?
$459.
Wow!
Nice!
500% return.
I bought Texas.
Who has Florida Atlantic?
I don't know.
Grayson bought Florida Atlantic for $46. Oh, that's 1,000% return on his investment there.
Who's got UConn?
Grayson also has UConn.
But that was expensive, though.
Yeah, he spent, that was his most expensive team. He spent 185 on them. He only has 250% return on investment.
Only. Yeah. And then who has, who even know?
The
who have we not seen?
Have Miami.
Oh. Oh, okay. Got it. And then how much they spent on Miami?
They spent 100 on Miami, so they have about 450% return on that.
Wow. That's crazy. All right, Sainzy. Later, buddy.
Later, buddies. Love you.
See you later.
Poor guy.
I said, hey, you want to come on 25 Whistles, talk about the loss? He goes, well, I have to teach class from 10 to 11. So he was teaching college, and then he comes on our dumb show at 10. He runs out of the class. Hey, guys.
Put this on hold for a little bit. Hold on.
I think he finished the class, to be fair. Okay, good. I think he finished the class.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, so I now own part of San Diego State, and I'm really counting on them here. Although, if you're going to bet the parlay, bet the money line for Florida Atlantic. NFL's roughing the passer rule, not expected to pass. Now, the deal with this is they want to, and they do, reevaluate all the rules every single year. They take it basically to the board. The board decides if we even want to have a discussion about it. What they want to do is they want to go in and say, let's make it reviewable, roughing the passer. Because there were a lot of instances last season where they just threw the flag like crazy, protecting the quarterback. And I get it. We've had this conversation. And you guys are like, let him hit the quarterback.
Well, it depends on the quarterback, right?
And I'm like, guys, if that happens and we got a bunch of Trubisky's, we got seven Trubisky's starting on a weekend, no one's going to watch it.
Yeah.
And ratings are what matters. I bet you the NCAA ratings committee is like, this sucks right now. Because FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and then the one big team you have is UConn. And what's that market? I mean, New York City, maybe a little bit. This is a terrible ratings Final Four.
Yeah.
There are no huge stars. You have three teams that nobody's ever heard of. And I say that as the general mass who will now come and watch some Final Four. Sports fans, but even I didn't watch a single FAU game. Watched Miami a couple times. I'm not terribly driven to watch these games because of the teams. So the same thing, you got to protect the quarterback because people won't watch the games if they're terrible games. So they want to review it. It sounds like it is not going to pass. They're not going to make it reviewable, which I'm fine with. I think what they should do, though, is make it reviewable in the final 2 minutes. Establish what it is and don't let a game be decided on a bullcrap wrong penalty.
Sure.
So I'd be okay with that. I don't think you need to review everything all game long. Mm-hmm. And it's like pass interference. That's such a judgment call by the ref. This is such a judgment call by the ref, too, that let us declare. The first thing I do is declare, what exactly does pass interference mean in 2023? What exactly does hitting the quarterback illegally mean in 2023? Establish that guideline and then review it in the final 2 minutes. And if it's not undoubtedly there, you do not call it if it wasn't called to begin with.
And you write it as specific as possible,
yes.
Right?
As specific as you can.
As possible.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, a big part here, too, is the TV schedule. I mean, you're going to start reviewing everything. You're like talking about a four-hour game all of a sudden.
Everything, yes. So, that's why I think inside of 2 minutes, I think college basketball has it right where they review it inside of 2 minutes. The rest can go, well, let's take a look. I think that's what they should do with this. But also, it's a little too vague what the rule is. So the first thing you have to do is redefine it and then only go back and look at it within 2 minutes.
I do want equality, too, though. I want equality for Trubisky and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
But they don't get equality in the NFL. They don't get equality paychecks.
Hey, this is 2023.
You mean by the refs?
Yes.
Then protect them all.
Call
That's
it
fine.
On call it on Josh Allen.
I agree with that.
I want equality
I agree
all
with
across
that.
The board.
I'm with that.
I hate
equality
that
is a weird word for that, though.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Equality is for like...
For quarterbacks.
People, okay.
Are you saying equality?
Yeah, that's what I said, equality.
I heard quality.
We're professional broadcasters, Kevin. For the first time, all number one seeds have been eliminated before the Elite Eight. That's never happened before. That's a crazy thing. Like we said, cool for us to watch in the moment, bad for ratings now. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for San Diego State, I don't know how much I'd really watch.
You know, announcers love saying stuff like, this has never happened before. It's sports.
But right? This has never happened before.
Yeah, I know, but they still love being like, no one
right,
saw
that. And I would say it too,
happening.
Though. Well, yeah, I would say it too. If I was an announcer and it actually had never happened, what I hate is you couldn't write it any better.
That too.
That one's bullcrap. Or if they gave 100 and, well, anything more than 100%.
How about they wanted it more?
Yeah, I hate that one too.
Because didn't they want it the same?
And but how do you know they wanted it more? How do you,
they
don't
speak
know.
Speak for the team,
maybe
right?
They have so much more talent and they didn't want as much as the other team, but they won because they had more talent than the other team had want, but that other team wanted more than they did.
You could just see Miami wanted it more here, Tom. Okay, guys.
NFL teams are being told, hey, if Lamar Jackson's agent calls you, don't talk to him because that ain't even his agent. So Lamar doesn't have an agent, but there's a dude, and this dude like created some sort of a fitness machine equipment, and Lamar was like, wait till we come out this fitness. They know each other. Like, this isn't some dude that's just calling up NFL teams going like, hey, you guys want Lamar? I think at first that is what it sounded like and people were running with. So the NFL issued a memo to everybody last Thursday saying that someone who is not certified by the NFLPA could attempt to persuade them to enter in talks about Lamar Jackson. The man named is Ken Francis. Jackson does not have an agent. So teams can only talk with Jackson because he does not have an agent. Jackson then posted he's launching the entire gym with Ken Francis this summer.
Oh.
So they know each other. By the way, the entire gym, a portable home workout machine with a Bluetooth speaker attached to you. You bring it outdoors and on the go.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool. But you know what Lamar has here? An agent.
And his name is?
Jackson. No, Ken Francis.
Ken Francis.
But that's basically serving as what an agent would do.
Yeah.
But you're right. They can't talk with him. What were you going to say?
No, that's what I was going to say, Ken Jackson.
Yeah,
Ken Francis.
Hey, what was the tweet? Did you say something happened before the show?
Yeah, so he tweeted before the show that he sent a letter to his fans. He wanted to thank everybody in Baltimore, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to say that, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens. They do not see my value, and they're not meeting my values. So whatever happens, I just want to let you all know I love you guys as a fan base. He's trying to get out of there, or it's just a PR stunt.
It's just a negotiating tactic. I would assume that if it works, the Ravens will jump and sign him, and if it doesn't, it's quicker for him to get out of there. I do think right now if the Ravens came and said, here, we'll give you this money, whatever you wanted, he'd be like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Sorry about that tweet. Ken Francis and I are having margaritas today, celebrating that we're in Baltimore,
baby. I had a buzz going.
Yeah, sorry. So it'll be interesting. I love drama as long as it ain't my team.
You love that.
I love drama. I don't know where he's going to end up. I don't know who's going to pay him all that because Baltimore can match. That's the thing. Baltimore can match. So some team's going to have to really give them all their panties. Mm-hmm. Put them in a box, put a bow on it.
Oh, my.
Because if he just wants to go, that ain't going to happen. Some teams have to pay him a whole lot where Baltimore's like, I'll take that money, and yep, we'll also take 2 first-round draft picks. Because that's what will happen. But I think a good franchise quarterback is worth 2 first-round draft picks. The problem is he hasn't played a full season in a long time. He's always hurt. I used to think, I hate when people say Lamar's always hurt because he's not always hurt. Well, now he's always hurt.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
Mm-hmm. Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed his... I feel bad for you, Eddie.
Go ahead.
If Zeke goes to the Eagles, I hate that for you.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah, that's just mean.
I want to see it.
But can he be an Eagles running back with their offense? He doesn't really catch the ball that well.
Yeah.
Or they didn't use him a lot in Dallas.
In past years they did. This year they did not.
But if he was so good, they wouldn't have needed to bring in Pollard to do just that.
Yeah, but you know what? The Eagles don't really have that goal line back.
That's true.
I mean, Boston Scott, is that right? Yeah. I think he was used as the goal line guy.
The Eagles, a big dude. The Jets, and the Bengals are the three teams they're saying it's down to. I would love for him not to be an Eagle if I'm a Cowboys fan.
No.
So he doesn't come back and beat you.
Are the Bucks not on there? I thought he was interested in the Bucks.
He may have been interested, but I don't see anything back.
Okay.
Love's a two-way street, buddy.
Yes, it is.
Kenneth Gainwell, Rashad Penny, and Boston Scott are the Eagles running backs.
Yeah.
That ain't much.
No, it isn't.
He'd be like a fullback for Jalen Hurts. Huh?
Could be.
I guess. He just pushes into his butt real hard on those sneaks. Bring in Zeke for the butt sneak. Because no one can stop the sneak. The Philadelphia quarterback sneak. They get into that V.
No one can stop it.
No one has stopped it. You know, they get into the V and they just let it rip. The Jets depth chart. Breece Hall, who was awesome last year, but he tore his ACL. Michael Carter and some other scrubs.
He can fit in that offense.
And he's going to have to fit because I don't think he's going to be the number one guy.
No.
He could possibly be a light 1B, but he's probably going to be the Samaje Cincinnati back.
Mm-hmm. But Breece Hall would be the starter on that one?
Yeah, if his ACL is good. Mm-hmm. And we've seen now that you can pretty much bounce back from an ACL.
Yeah, Saquon.
Did you all see the Jets backs tweet one another?
No.
They were like, Breece Hall maybe tagged the other back, and they were like, we're good here, right? And the other back responded, yeah. So I don't, at least they, it's not their decision, management, but they don't want Zeke on the team.
It's probably Aaron Rodgers' decision.
Probably.
Yes.
And the Bengals depth chart, Joe Mixon, who's awesome. However, I don't think the Bengals are down with old JM anymore after the trouble.
Yeah.
So is that where he goes to Cincinnati because he kind of fits what they do already?
Who else is there? Bernard?
Travion Williams, Chris Evans. I mean, there's a chance that Cincinnati could release Mixon.
Yeah.
Just straight up, right?
Yeah.
And so Zeke's not the one, though.
That'd be interesting.
Okay, so there's that.
But I mean, if he goes to the Bengals, they could put him as the one. I mean, he could be the one.
I don't know that he's one. I don't know that he's a one anymore.
I think the only reason you say that is because of Tony Pollard. But if you don't have a Tony Pollard on there, Zeke could be your number one running back.
I guess he's not Joe Mixon.
No, not even.
He used to be.
Yeah.
He's not anymore. And then you see once a back turns 30, man. I always think that stat's stupid too, but then you start to look. Taking that many hits
so true.
Over that amount of time, you just, boom, drop off a cliff.
Because even this year, I think he averaged 5-4 yards a carry, which is pretty good for a
They didn't run him a lot. But they didn't run him a lot. I had him on both my fantasy teams, so I was rooting for him the whole time.
Yeah.
Charlie Baker shared his ideas of how the NCAA might fix the NIL. So new NCAA president Charlie Baker sat down. Now, Charlie Baker was a governor, right?
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah, which is interesting. So I do want to play you this. New NCAA president Charlie Baker sat down with CBS. I want to say CBS. And here you go. This is what he would do.
Well, there's a couple opportunities there. One is obviously we're going to talk some with the folks in Washington about this. And there's a fair amount of appetite to try to deal with this. They've been hearing from a lot of the same people I've been hearing from.
And then here he is, because he goes on and he's like, here's what we got to do. We got to have this universal, basically universal contract. We got to make sure everybody knows what they're getting into. I can agree with that. Everybody knows what they're getting into. I think there should be more transparency in how much players are getting, because it eliminates corruption. Because somebody could go, I need you to walk by my house three times this month, $1 million. You can do that, basically. That's it. There needs to be a few rules that's keeping people from going to certain schools where people are simply paying them to do nothing.
Sure.
There also needs to be kind of a general basis of price, except for people that are extraordinary, and there aren't rules on extraordinaries because there aren't in our society. But there's a general, if you're a really good computer programmer, you kind of make around the same amount of money if you're pretty good. Mm-hmm. If you're the best, there's almost no cap. Not no lying.
That's what I was like. You
I'm
mean
saying
like
it's
no
almost
cap?
No cap.
Like you bet.
There just needs to be some sort of structure-ish that exists so there is no corruption. So schools don't just buy themselves great teams. The kid in Miami is a great example. He's making a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And look at them now.
Which one?
You have Nigel Pack and Isaiah Wong. Both of them are making a ton of money. And it's, man. I think it's Nigel Pack who's a transfer. 13.8. But they're the two that are making a ton of money right now.
Like, what's a ton of money? Does it say?
They don't say. That's my point. I need to know.
This one, a two-year deal, $800,000?
Yes.
Huh? Yeah, that's it.
Amazing.
I know. But they should be able to make a ton of money if they're that good. But we need to know.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to know.
Yeah.
I'm very selfish about this. I mean, and I've done a few NIL deals, but I'm so scared of it one at some point being public that I make sure they're all done and buttoned up and that they're actually doing the work that I request, and it's social media stuff. And it's, but he's got this idea and he's like, what we should do, we should have a general contract so everybody knows. He says it. Then Charles Barkley comes out and says this right here.
That pisses me off already. Our politicians are awful people. As I talked to Clark earlier, because I asked him about y'all conversation, I would ask to go to people who actually care about basketball, not looking at it just themselves. I would put a committee together. I would love for Clark to be on the committee. Get some coaches, get some players, and let's try to work this thing out. We can't ask these politicians nothing. Those people are awful people, Democrats and Republicans. They're all crooks.
Barkley sounds like me.
He does.
They don't care about you. They literally don't. They care about being in office again. That's all. Anyway, that's not what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it's the Wild West. We have to figure out ways to make rules slowly until we've made too many rules, then we back away from them.
This is like early America.
General pendulum. That's what's happening here. It's Wild West
it's like
right
we
now.
We landed off the Mayflower.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going guard. And then on top of it.
Guard like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
LeBron James back for the Lakers after missing 13 games for his foot. The Lakers were 29-32 prior to the injury. They were 8-5 without LeBron. They were 500. They did lose the game. Mm-hmm. So now they're one game under. They own the tiebreaker with the Thunder. They would play the Thunder if the playoffs started today. How does that happen?
It could be one of many things. It's either like your in-conference record or obviously your better win percentage. So it just depends on who the team is and or your head-to-head against them, if you have a better head-to-head.
So also, if you win your division, you can be no lower than a 6, maybe. So even if somebody has a better record than you in a different division, it's like the NFL with the playoffs. You know how there's a team that has a 500 record, Tampa Bay this year. They were a higher seed than Dallas, but Dallas had a better record because Tampa won their division. So LeBron's back. I have a future on them just getting to the playoffs.
How you feeling about that?
Well, I've lost so many in a row. I feel pretty terrible about it. They have 7 games remaining. At the Bulls, they can win that. At the Wolves, they can win that. At the Rockets, they will win that. Jazz are tough. Clippers always tough. And then Suns and Jazz. 1, 2, 3. They need to go 5-2 for sure. Luka, I don't know what's happening in Dallas.
Chaos.
It's bad over there. They're 7-13 overall since they got Kyrie. 7-13.
When are we going to learn?
They're 6-9 when Kyrie actually plays. So since they've had him and he doesn't play, they're worse. It just doesn't make sense. I guess they thought they were just going to have those two guys and score a whole bunch of points.
That's the game plan.
Right. Like, we're just going to score a bunch of points. So they're currently 11th in the West, one game out of the play-in game. But that West is just, everybody's within a game and a half of each other. So you just play good from now on, you're in, because everybody's so tight. What do you think about that one, Coleman?
Yeah, it is really weird what's going on, especially Luka's past post-game press conference where he's talking about he's not even having fun out there anymore. Certainly trending in the wrong direction. And I think some of the takes that I made a few weeks ago about loving the move Cuba made, them trying to be a championship team, look dead wrong now.
But I don't disagree with what you said, because I love that they tried something. And this may go down as being very unsuccessful, but Dallas was just going to be a 6 or a 7 seed, maybe a 5 seed. Okay, let's say 4. But they weren't going to win it. So why not take a flyer on a Kyrie? I had no problem with that when it happened. I would not want to play with Kyrie. And I'll tell you what, he wouldn't want to play with me either.
Yeah.
That's true.
But I don't hate the move. I still don't hate the move. As long as you're trying. It wasn't like they were Denver and they went out and made a couple crazy blockbuster moves when they were already killing it. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Denver's awesome again, in case you wondered. They had a little bit, but now they're back. Denver's awesome again. By the way, with Ja being back, Memphis, they did not fall off. I thought they may. That East was what's interesting to me, though, because one of those three teams is not even going to make the conference final. And that's Philly. And that's Milwaukee, who's just really good. And that's Boston. Can anybody else sneak in there? and take another one of those teams out?
Julius Randle for the Knicks. Sometimes they get hot. Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. But other than
I can't see.
Right? I don't know. The Heat are down Miami. At 7 now, but.
Yeah, that's tough. All right. I think that's all on that front. Anything you want to say, Eddie?
No.
I feel like when I talk NBA a little bit.
I space out a little bit because I'm not there yet. As soon as the Final Four is over, as soon as the tournament's over, I'll go straight
I'm
NBA.
Not even there either. I never get
but
there fully.
But you have the pass.
I have Sunday ticket for NBA.
The league pass.
And all I do, I'm going to tell you what I do. I turn it on and I'll leave it on games as I'm working. I only half watch with one eye. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go and look at stats or read headlines the next day. That's all I do. So I'm not even in.
Yeah.
It's just too many games.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's just the way I am with sports. As soon as that's over.
But I'm following about four storylines, though. LeBron, KD, which, by the way, when KD plays with the Suns win. KD's awesome. They're going to be trouble in the West. Trouble as in they could eat. They're better than Denver is.
They play well KD. Together.
They have KD.
Yeah. No, I get it. But, I mean, you talk about Luka and Kyrie. I feel like with that situation, though, is Luka is like that guy who like dominated the team by himself. Didn't need anyone.
Well, Luka needs the ball.
So yeah, he's not going to have any fun because he's not playing the way he's used to playing.
Yeah, Luka needs the ball.
So he needs the ball. But Kyrie also says, hey, I need the ball.
That's why we have two balls now. At the same time.
Hilarious.
They pitched the idea, two ball basketball, yes. Same 5-on-5.
Extra
and
cameras.
Then every time a ball, it's just scoring, nonstop scoring. That would be the greatest game ever.
That's funny.
Two ball basketball. Kevin Durant opens so much for Devin Booker that it's insane. You want to see the space that just having Kevin Durant on the floor creates? It's wild. So the Suns are going to be awesome. The Suns will end up beating Denver, I think, but to come out of the West. But I also thought we'd have a whole different Final Four, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, everyone did.
Okay, so the biggest tournament in college basketball is heating up. The top teams are gearing up for an epic finish, but there's plenty of time to join the college hoop action on DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can make a $5 pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if the team wins. That's your team. You win. Boom. Money. Plus, combine multiple bets for an even bigger payout. DraftKings they have parlays now. You can do like quick parlays too. You got to hit a button. It's like built-in parlays. Boom. They'll show you a bunch of them you can pay.
I did one of those.
Yep.
How'd it go?
Not so well.
Not so well. This weekend, not so well. They have odds boots for the rest of the tournament. So check the app every day to see what they have in store. So we gave you the parlay earlier. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up with the code BobbySports. New customers bet $5 on any pregame money line to get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. All right, so we won't be back until Thursday, which is normally the case here. And I'm probably going to regret this bet I made with Coleman. I bought part of his ticket. I can just justify it because the odds are better than you would get on the app. That's it. And I didn't even know that. I just made a dumb decision, said I'll give you $300. Would you have taken it for $200, Coleman?
No. $300 was the perfect amount. I now get five times my investment, even if they lose in profit. And then if they win, I still get a great payout. Not quite as much, but a great payout. But now it's completely risk-free. Mm-hmm.
But you would have taken $200, wouldn't you?
I don't think so.
$250?
I don't think so. No, okay. $300
was the his bottom of the barrel. Okay. That's all I'm thinking.
Five times profit.
Okay, well, let's go around the room here and wrap it up. By the way, I'll say this is Coleman's final show. What a great job to call Coleman. Hey. And it's Eddie's final show next week.
Yeah, man.
It's like all the cast members are dying off. It's like so Walking Dead. Like we're losing them. Eddie, you're up.
So Bill Murray was at the game.
I didn't see him.
That was my question. Did you see Bill Murray?
I didn't.
Did he go to UConn? Why is he there?
I don't know. He just shows up places. I have no idea.
He really does, doesn't he?
I think he's a big UConn fan.
Okay.
He is?
Yeah. Because he was at the game before that, too.
The UConn game.
The UConn game.
And Bones texted me. He's like, hey, so how's
his
the game?
His son's an assistant.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, his son, Luke Murray, is an assistant on the staff.
See, that's what we're going to miss with Coleman's
He used
gone.
To be at Xavier. That's why he was always at Xavier games. But now he's at UConn.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
Even after I told you he's there?
I didn't see him.
Did you care that I told you he was there?
No. Okay. But we're getting our brains beat out.
I know.
I cared nothing about anything.
I thought about changing the subject a little bit. You know, you wanted to talk about the game. I'm like, hey.
Tell me who's there to watch a UConn game?
Bill Murray's there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's didn't fall for that. I hated it. Kevin?
Mine's a PSA, and usually it has to do with football at the end of games when they do a Hail Mary or something, and they throw the ball out of the back of the end zone, don't even get a shot. Well, this weekend was with the basketball. A couple times, Guys had a last second shot, a chance, opportunity, and they don't even get a shot off. And I don't know why that just bugs me so much as a sports fan.
Yeah.
So much. I'm like, not even a chance? Even if you airball just something?
Mm-hmm. Coleman.
My final thought is a thank you to you all for everything that you did for me, getting my foot, indoors.
He's crying, guys.
To allow myself to have interviews with Division I basketball coaches. That was a surreal experience for me to get me credentialed, great seats at a lot of these mid-major games. I appreciate it so much for the increased exposure and, like I said, allowing me to get my foot indoors that I didn't expect.
And on You're the welcome, final man. Show with Coleman, he's in his own house. Calm. There's nobody beating on the door to go. You need to check out of your room.
No housekeeping. I love it.
Are you going to the Final Four?
Yes. Yes, I plan to.
Wow.
Nice.
Are you broke? Have you spent so much money?
Getting near. That factored into the $300 risk-free decision.
He'd have taken $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. You killed it, dude. You did a great job. Just sky's the limit, man. You're a hustler. That's the one thing you can't teach somebody. The tenacity, the grit, the keep going when times are tough, when money is tight, like you just lower your head and keep going. I'm super proud of you, dude. You've done a great job this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bobby.
I'm going to say this. The weather was really good on Saturday here.
Yes.
And I kind of finished everything I needed to do at like 4:30 or so. And I thought, I'm going to go hit some balls at the local little public golf course. It had rained the night before, so I knew there would be no carts. Or at least car path only. But I get there and there's no carts at all. Because after four, you have to walk it.
Right.
I got no problem with that. I'll walk it. But strap the bag to my shoulders. I could probably get in four holes, I think. But I just haven't hit any balls forever and played golf. Really? Three times this year, maybe? Mm-hmm. And so I go and I'm walking down to the first tee box. Just me and my bag. You know, buddies. Walking down. Looking for other buddies. And there's a guy. He's just standing there by the tee box. I'm like, hey, you about to play? You about to walk? He's like, yeah. So let's go walk together. Wasn't that romantic? But we did.
Sunset.
We did pair up. I don't know if I've ever done that in my life. Just show up and play with somebody random. So we're both walking. I'm like, how's it going? You know, you got to make some kind of talk because after you hit the ball, you got to walk together for a little bit. How's it going? Good. What do you do? He was a heart doctor.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
I got a friend that's a heart doctor now.
That's awesome.
We played like five holes or so. Both terribly. Mud. I had mud everywhere, all over me. It was You hit the ball, it goes everywhere. But when I left, I had a heart doctor friend.
Did you get his number?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That never happens because I do that all the time. I go by myself and I never get a number.
Hold on. I don't want to say number, but we definitely have a way to be cool.
What, did you exchange business cards?
It doesn't matter how.
That's what you guys do.
But we cool.
Okay.
All right.
But I just went out. Did something uncomfortable? Play with somebody I don't know?
Good for you, man.
And if I'm having a heart attack, I'd be like, hey, come save me. So there you go. I was uncomfortable and I benefited from
it. That's cool.
That's all. Thank you, guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day and we'll see you on Thursday.
Wait, where's my whistle? Where's my whistle? Where's my whistle? Here we go, my whistle.
And we'll see you guys. Bye. Theme song written by me, Bobby Bones, and performed by Brandon Ray. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. He's awesome. Thanks to our crew, our co-host, Coleman Crawley at Sharp Shot Select, our segment producer at Kickoff Kevin, our video producer at Producer Eddie, our executive producer at Mike Distro. All co-hosts, all producers, all lovely gentlemen. Most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones. Talk to you next week.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.